God is good. And all the time. It is great to see each and every one of you today. Thank you so much for being here. And what a gorgeous day and week it sounds like we're going to have this morning. Amen, right? Yeah. If you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you this morning. We thank you for your presence. Those listening over the web, we welcome you as well this morning as we begin our worship this morning of our Creator and Lord and Savior. And all of you who are here today, we welcome, and the visitors that are here today among us, we welcome you as well. Here in just a little bit, the ushers are going to be passing out a... some folks are happy to be here. The ushers are going to be passing out the registration pads. I invite all of you to fill those out with your name, address, telephone number, etc., etc. If you're visiting with us today, we especially ask that you do that so we can greet you properly. Say thank you so much for worshiping with us here at First Church today. It is just a great day to be alive and to be present among you, and I thank you so much. If you would get out your announcement bulletin this morning. As is always the case, we have a lot going on, folks. Please take this home, put it with your calendar, write some things down. The first Sunday of the month is always Warm House Sunday. And so please make sure that if you brought your food for the Warm House, that you put it up there by the barrel. Praise God, it's full. So just set it next to it. However, if you forgot that, would you please make sure that you bring that sometime this week? As most of us know, many people are in need with what's going on around the world today and in the United States. And so we ask that you are generous in what you give to the Warm House so that they can help the community as well. VIM Shareholders Luncheon and Presentation, VIM Trip to Fulton, make sure you pay attention to those. Today's Benevolence, that's what that is if you choose to bring money up during communion and lay it on the railing, that will go to our Benevolence Fund, which helps local folks pay for their electricity, their heat, their food, etc., etc. So we invite you to be generous in that as well. Please make sure you pay attention to this. I know that Betty is going to be selling tickets or part of her fellowship team for the Valentine's Day banquet. So, Jamie, don't forget to buy ours, all right? So, but anyway, you can take that out of your personal cash. But but anyway, just a lot of things going on. Christian Dockery, Christian. Where is Christian? Oh, he's being Baptist today. Oh, boy. All of you who are Baptists that are listening on the radio right now, tell Christian hello from the Methodist Church pastor. All right, so anyway, we love to have fun in this church, and we hope that you enjoy having fun as well because you'll fit right in this congregation. We welcome you and we thank you for being present with us today as we focus our lives upon our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Redeemer. And it is just a joy that you all are here. Don't forget to sign in that registration pad. Are you all welcome? Are you all ready for an awesome worship service? All right, well, let us have an opening prayer and listen to a great prelude, and then we'll begin our worship service this morning. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. What a gorgeous day you have began us with today. We thank you, God, that you were thinking of us before our eyelids were open to the beauty of this day. We thank you, God, that you have anointed us in so many ways with gifts and talents, just characters and everything that you have gifted us with, the breath that is in our lungs. But today, God, we want to be intentional with asking you to be present among us as we worship you. Anoint us in a full measure, Lord. May all negative thoughts and evil run scared from this place because of your presence, Lord. We give you all the praise that we can muster. And as you anoint us, we ask for your healing, Lord. We ask for all that we need because you know us better than we know ourselves. Make us one with each other, Lord, and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.